Hi everybody, I'm Alex McKiernan from Martel, Nebraska. We're here in Valparaiso, Chile with the LEAD International Study Travel Seminar. We had a lot of great things today and we're standing up above the port in Valparaiso looking around, and I'm here with Ty Walker from Arthur. And earlier today we visited a little town called Curacaví, and we spoke with a veterinarian who works with cattle and the Chilean form of cowboys called huasos. So I was going to get Ty's reaction on the huasos and what he thinks about our visit to Curacaví.
It was really great. One of the things that struck me at first was the topography. It's pretty mountainous in that area. And then looking at the vegetation, one of the specific questions I had for the vet was in comparing our pregnancy rates with ours at home, and I was surprised to find they were pretty close. It was different ground, but it was pretty close to
It was great to interact with people that are doing similar things in a different place. Mm-hmm. So, I'm also here with Scott Beek from Trumbull, Nebraska. And in the afternoon when we got here to Valparaiso, we visited a company called Hapag-Lloyd, and they're a big shipping company. So you can see shipping containers and cranes behind us in the port. And Scott had some interesting thoughts when we were there, and I was just curious what your reactions are to our visit to Hapag-Lloyd.
Yeah, the visit to Hapag-Lloyd I thought was very interesting. Central Nebraska, we think about logistics. We don't really think very worldly. We think community-wise, and everything is accessed real close, 20 miles away. When you start thinking about shipping products all over the world and the amount of time that it takes to get there, as long as you're caring for someone else, their insurance risk, and you're kind of a middleman between a buyer and seller, and what that all is, and it's pretty awesome to think about that in a worldly aspect. From what we just don't realize how local we have, with good roads, good transportation, and access to so many different things.
Yeah, it was very cool that we can show you here the port, and one of the neat things they said is they shipped, in 5 weeks, they shipped 150,000 tons of cherries to Hong Kong. Thanks very much for watching, and we'll have more posts soon from our trip to Chile, Argentina, and Uruguay.
Adios.
Adios, amigos.